Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin. Hope you're having a great weekend. I got a lot of yard time ahead of me the rest of the weekend, and I love it. It's going to be good to be out there. Hey, let's head to Beloit. Savannah Schindler is a PR specialist at Visit Beloit, and she is with us. Hey, how you doing? Thanks for being here, Savannah.
Hey, John. Thanks so much for having me.
I love Beloit. I think it's underrated. It's a cool city with a great vibe. There's a lot of stuff going on. We're going to dive into that a little bit today. I want to start with the farmer's market because this is a big deal in Beloit. Give me the basics about the farmer's market.
Sure. So, yeah, we're coming up on our favorite time of the year here in Beloit. First things first is the farmer's market. So in downtown Beloit, it comes alive with over 130 vendors, lots of things to purchase, local produce, organics, baked goods, honey, jams, and jellies. The list truly goes on. So lots to do at the farmer's market here.
What else can you do besides shop? Because there's other things that make it pretty cool.
There is. So besides shopping, visitors can enjoy live music, family-friendly activities like face painting, and a variety of food trucks serving up delicious lunch options.
Lots of things
to do besides just shopping.
I love it. You guys have a reputation for having an incredible farmer's market May through October. But then there's also an indoor market. Can you tell us a little bit about the indoor market?
Sure, yes. There is an indoor winter crafter and farmer's market that operates from November through April. Lots of things to do in there. Crafts, you know, organics, local produce. So just another way to celebrate local shopping in Beloit.
I love it. It's supporting local. It's helping people that grow the products or make the products right in Wisconsin. It's the farmer's market. For more information, and we'll give out this website a couple of times through the interview, visitbeloit.com. Check out visitbeloit.com. Want to move to a place that's going to be really, really popular as it starts to get warm, and that's Harry's Place. They do music in a big time at Harry's Place. Tell us about what's going on for the 28th season.
Sure. So it is a summer tradition in Beloit here, and we're now in the 28th season of the concert series. It is in Riverside Park in Beloit, just on the banks of the Rock River. And it does go from mid-June to the end of August every Friday evening from 7 to 9.
Ooh, that's kind of cool. So what kind of music will we find at the outdoor music series?
Yeah, so visitors can enjoy live music featuring region's hottest bands performing underneath the pavilion.
And it's fun, free, it's family-friendly. Tell us what that means. What happens there?
Yeah, so attendees are encouraged to bring their lawn chairs and blankets just to sit underneath the stars, soak in the sunset views, and dance to the music. Definitely a welcoming atmosphere for everyone and even dog-friendly. So that's pretty cool, too.
Oh, that is pretty cool. What about food and drink?
Sure. So lots of food and beverages are available on site. We have plenty of food vendors, including food trucks, as well as a beer tent if you're thirsty.
Visitbeloit.com. You can find more information. I love this time of year because minor league baseball gets rolling. And it's a really big deal in Wisconsin. And you guys have a high-profile team known for how fun they are, the Beloit Sky Carp. Tell us about Sky Carp Baseball.
Yeah, so the Sky Carp are an exciting minor league baseball team, and they serve as the high A affiliate of the Miami Marlins, and they do play at the ABC Supply Stadium. Fans can enjoy games from April through September. Affordable ticket prices, family-friendly atmosphere, making it fun for all ages.
It's cool because that stadium is new and it's gorgeous. So what can fans look forward to this season?
Yeah, so this season, fans can look forward to a variety of weekly promotions, including discounts on tickets and beverages, as well as giveaways. Sky Carp also light up the sky with a fireworks display on Saturday nights, and Sundays are dedicated to family fun, too.
And Savannah, there are other events happening besides baseball. Run through some of them.
Sure. So additionally, the stadium does host a range of other events throughout the season and into the year, including theme nights like Dino Night, Eras Night, inspired by Taylor Swift, Princess Nights, and also Float to the Diamond. John, have you ever heard of Floating to the Diamond?
No, what is that? What is that?
Yes, we're actually the only minor league stadium in the U.S. where you can float on a tube to the baseball game down the river. So that's super unique.
Wow, that sounds so cool. There's lots of food and beverages, classic stuff, gourmet stuff, everything there. For more information on tickets, go to MILB.com/Beloit, MILB.com/Beloit. What's the website in general if people want more information on the great stuff you've got going on?
Yeah, you can find more info about these events and other events at visitbeloit.com.
Visitbeloit.com. Savannah Schindler is the PR specialist at Visit Beloit. This is so fun, Savannah. Thanks for spending some time with us.
Yeah, thanks so much, John.
These farmer markets are absolutely incredible, and they do have a really, really good one in Beloit. Coming up, it's Rhinelander, it's the Northwoods, it's Lauren Sackett when Experience Wisconsin continues.